Hello, and welcome to the Pony Developer Sync for April 20th, 2021. My name is Andrew Turley. I will be your host today. Thank you to everybody who's joining in person and to everybody who is listening to this later on. If everybody who's here could just introduce themselves really quickly, that would be great.
I'm Joe McAlee.
I'm Borja de Regil.
I'm Jason Carr.
Awesome. Thank you, everybody. So, yeah, today Jason has a hard stop in about 25 minutes, and he had an issue that he wanted to discuss. As always, the issues that we're going to discuss today are in Zulip under the sync stream. Today's are under the 2021-04-20 topic. So if you'd like to follow along there, you can do that. So Jason, which issue was that?
So the one on Pony C is 3643, and that was partially prompted by a poke on the Pony tutorial PR 449.
Okay.
So basically the question right now is, well, there is one of the changes in the Pony CPR, or one of the boxes for the CI actually failed the first time and then didn't fail the second time. The failure was just a seg fault. So I'm trying to understand if that's, is that an issue with the code, or is that an issue that's still persistent? And that one is the, believe it was unknown Linux GNU API. But so that's the question. And is anyone here available to be an extra review on that besides Joe, who reviewed it quite a while back?
Let's see if I can find the failed build. I do see it looks like CRCI has a link to failed build, and some mutation fault in the middle. This was while running. Yeah, this was while running the Pony C. Sorry, this is while running the standard library tests. I will. I would suggest let's ask in Zulip, and we can maybe explicitly ping Sean, who's not here in the call today, and see if he knows anything about this seg fault. Okay. I mean, apart from that, yeah. I already reviewed the PR. I think it looks good, and I'm excited to see it get merged. I don't know if others have time to review.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. And then was there another issue? You said you had one in Pony Tutorial?
No, that was just sort of a linked PR to this one. That was the prod to actually get this merged someday. Someone was asking why that Pony Tutorial PR hadn't been merged, because it fixes some other issues with the capabilities documentation.
All right, sounds good. In that case, then we have, let's start with RFCs. We have one PR, add string add ISO proposal. That's 185. So let's see. That one was. Created yesterday. I don't know if anybody's had a chance to look at that or has any comments on that.
So this is
one thing that someone suggested on Silhouette, like, and they were confused about why this specific method was returning a string val. And both Joe and Son chime in and say, like, maybe an RFC for this would be good. So I just wrote it up and that's it. But there is like nothing complex about it. Just changing the signature.
Okay. Well, we'll get some eyes on it then in the next week or two and see where we see what happens.
Sure.
All right. Pony C, we have three PRs. We've got RFC 68 mandatory FFI declarations. That's 3739. So that's draft PR.
Yeah, I have to write the release notes for this and also have the to make the changes to the tutorial. But apart from this, I think the PR is basically done. I did all the changes needed to the compiler, so that's just waiting for me to actually write things up.
Okay, sounds good. All right, let's see here. We got work in progress update to LLVM 11.1.0. That's 3731. The latest comments on this.
So I think the latest with this was that Son and I were able to get the build working on OS 10.
Mm-hmm.
There are still some errors for cross-compiling that that I think they're still not fixed. Like we don't know exactly what's going on there. And then over in Silhouette, we discussed that maybe we could look to migrate directly to LLVM 12. And skip 11, but I don't know what's the status with that.
I think Gordon was going to look into what it would take to get Qiskon on 12. We did discuss in Zulip that the JIT is changed again, and we've discussed removing Pony's use of the JIT, which appears to only be in tests, and we have other ways of doing those tests. So I don't know, from my perspective, if it looks like this LLVM 11 is close to mergeable, then it would be nice to get that merged first. And then, because it sounds like for 12, it's going to take more work for somebody to rewrite these tests and remove the JIT stuff. So it'd be great to get 11 merged if we can. Yeah.
Okay. All right. 3643, we already discussed. So then we've got three issues. Limit LLVM submodule clone depth, 3744. Just trying to build Pony from source. Found out that when I'm running makelibs, it clones LLVM repo as a submodule. This is fine, but it appears that the LLVM repo is really big. Yes. Is it possible to create a shallow clone?
Yeah, this would be a nice improvement. I will comment to this GitHub user and I think that such a change would be welcome to us. We know exactly what commit we're looking for. We don't care about having the other history. So yes, I think if somebody's take this on, this I'll tag it with a good first issue sort of set of labels.
Yeah. Okay. You'll label it. Awesome.
Okay. I will.
Sounds good. Next we have CodeGen pass assertion error on tuples of interface 3736. Sean labeled this needs discussion 2 weeks ago. I don't know if there's been any more conversation.
No, I think not. I think this is, that's all it.
Okay. I just realized I used the wrong filter when I set these things, when I put together the list of issues to discuss. So there's a few things that are superfluous here. So sorry about that. I'm bad at math. Okay. We have release 0.39.2. That's 3733. Just some notes from Sean to himself. Always good insights into Sean's brain. Not a scary place. Let's see here. Okay, so that covers RFCs and PonyC. So let's jump back up to the top. We have three PRs for RFCs. We've got update FFI chapters to reflect RFC 68. I assume this is still draft because it's dependent on PR for the RFC. Is there anything? I assume there's probably not much to say about that other than that'll be merged in once the
basically
changes are in. Okay, 4067, that's type parameter defaulting. Anybody have anything they want to say there?
Sorry, this is 467 in the tutorial. Let me take a look at that. Okay, yeah, it looks like this has already had some back and forth with Brian, so I don't have anything to say about this. I'll review it more later. Okay. I wanted to take a look now if it was something that was waiting for any response.
Sounds good. And then we have update changes to use George Steed subtyping model.
Yeah, so we discussed that.
This is, part of what we discussed there. And then we have two issues, actor section lacking usage example and important properties. That's 469.
Yeah, I suppose it could do well to make that clear. So I think it's a reasonable point. I haven't read through that section of the tutorial recently, but if that's not clear to the reader, that should be clear.
Yeah, I haven't looked at it in a while either, but there may be. Yeah, it's tough sometimes to describe some of that stuff. Okay. Do you think this would qualify as a good first issue?
Yeah, I think so.
I'll go ahead and just put that label there for the fun of it. Okay, cool. And then make writing generics more scary, 448.
This is a fairly, it's maybe a 1 year old issue. It looks like there's just been somebody asking questions about what's scary about it and some back and forth. So I think nothing to go over here.
Okay. All right. Okay. PonyLang PonyDoc, we have Pony installation directory option requires a trailing slash. It's an issue.
Yeah, I think this is also an old issue.
Yeah. PonyLang website, we just have last week in Pony. And Pony Up, we have document Pony Up default and README. That's issue 185. This may also be another one that just got grabbed by my bad filter. Yeah, I think the last update on this was just good first issue. Okay. There we have it.
We'll add for posterity, we checked with Sean asynchronously in Zulip about the question that Jason asked me at the beginning of the call, which was, is this a known segfault issue on the main branch? And yeah, the cross compile to ARM task does segfault occasionally, says Sean, and he hasn't had time to really be able to reproduce that with. It could be a QMU bug, or it could be a PonyC cross compile bug. It's unknown whether it's actually our fault at this point or not, but it's probably not the fault of Jason's pull request. So it'd be great to get that merged in when we can. And if anyone else wants to review it, they could do so. But yeah, I'd be in favor of merging it in when available.
Okay, sounds good. Great. So I think that's it. And are there any other issues or anything that anyone would like to discuss?
Just a little more visibility on a question I asked in Zulip, like kind of a general like polling question in the general stream. I asked a question about object identity comparison use cases. So I'll just take this opportunity to like kind of broadcast that question a bit further. If anyone on this call wants to talk about it, we can, but I'm interested to hear people's use cases for object identity comparison in Pony and like more about like how they're using it and for what types, because I'm looking at proposing a feature of, proposing a change of getting rid of this feature as a default for all types and making it opt-in for types where you want object identity comparison to be present, because it does inhibit some chances for optimizations. It kind of gets in the way of like Verona compatibility, distributed Pony compatibility, possible like pass by value stack types conflicting with this as well. So I'd like to look at, you know, possible world in which comparison with like is and isn't, or map is and set is, or digest of those sort of features for object identity comparison. Look at a world in which those are only working on some types that you've explicitly flagged as being in need of object identity comparison. So there's a thread in Zulip where we talked about a couple of use cases for that. And I'm just kind of curious to know what the use cases are in real world programs so that we can consider whether we can cut back on the scope of this feature in order to make room for other features.
Yeah, okay. If I get around to it, I'll try to take a look at Wallaroo and see what we have in there. But
I was looking at the at Wallaroo, and there was a very crazy type on the Pony Kafka library that it was using map as, like a map where the key was a map with another map inside. I think it was like a very crazy type signature.
Oh, dipping. I haven't looked at that code in, let's just say, a while.
So, yeah.
But I will leave you. That's there.
Yeah. Yeah, but I told you that the way I've used map and set this before was with tuple types. This is a way of getting structural comparison. And also because the compiler will yell at you if you try to use and.
Right, because yeah, tuples can't have equal or hash method on them because they don't have methods. The tuples are an important example to think about, as are the obvious one of like actor identities. You can't compare an actor structurally because you can't have access to its internal structure from outside of it. So those are some great baseline examples. And then I could take a look at the Pony Kafka library you mentioned and see if I can It sounds like just using a map as the key of another map is what's desired, which is interesting. Yeah, I guess you wouldn't want to use structural comparison in that case, right? Because you don't want your keys to be mutating over time in terms of their hash value and their equivalence value. So that would be a good reason to use hashes for that. But you could also envision that as being like, that use case is being served by, if you had a, I'll think more on that. But if anyone else has other use cases of hashes, set is and isn't, please like raise those up and we'll think a little bit more about that and the future of this feature.
All right. Sounds good. Anything else? I will take that silence as a no. Thank you all for coming in person, and thank you to everybody who is listening in. We will do this again next week, 27th. So tune in then, and until then, take care. Have a good week.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.